This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Compatriots, it is a great pleasure to welcome you to the first State of the Nation address of my second term as president in my three-piece suit with my fourth wife in this fifth democratic administration. Now I've met with Boko Haram, and I am pleased to say I have brought back the girls. They are resting in Kandla as we speak, as we strive to keep South Africa a safe, secure society, and as we recognize that crime is problematic. I have negotiated and secured the services of the X-Men. Our Minister of Police will be working hand in claws with Wolverine, Rabu B, Ben 10, Dynamite have also shown an interest in our fight against crime. In seeking wisdom on how to move our society forward, I have negotiated and secured the advice after visiting the gravesite and speaking to the ancestors. I have raised Holy Lhasa from the dead. It's resting in Kandla with the girls. Lastly, I will resign tomorrow. That's the one that claps, really? Really? That's the one. That's what you want, eh?
Thank you, President in Resident. That, of course, was not President Zuma, but our extra special co-host for today, the person I admire so much. His name is Tats Nkonzo. Good morning, Tats.
Good morning, Casper de Vries.
It is so nice now to be able, after all these years, to what they call it, knight you. Because now you have been knighted. You are now going to become a lord.
This is a lord?
Yes. Because you were on the show once.
Yes, as a guest, which was very exciting.
How many times are you on the show now?
I think this is my third or fourth.
So do I.
Third or fourth. I want you to know, whenever I get a request to come talk to you, Casper.
Yes.
I say yes.
Thank you.
Because I have a secret jealousy for your relationship with another comedian who spends more time with you. And he has the greatest stories. You guys work together. Skulk.
Oh, we're going to talk about Skulk.
And I know you love Skulk. And when Skulk first talked about working with you, I remember listening to him. But you know when you listen to your friend as if he's got something you want, but you have to fake smile. And he's telling me all these stories. And I'm like, that's fantastic, Skulk.
That's but don't great. You aren't you rather jealous that you want to do those things with me?
I want, yes.
Yeah.
He was telling me about the show you guys did with Hannes. And the improv and the time on stage that you... And it was like, I know with improv, it's one of those once in a lifetime, you know, moments.
Mm.
And the way he described it, it was like you guys were making magic on stage.
It's a pity you can't keep that. It's gone forever.
And anyways.
But no, you are going to be... it means you are already a FOTS. These are expressions you must learn.
FOTS.
A FOTS is a friend of the show here.
Ah.
So that means... Is it okay, they're still playing. There's something loose inside my ear. It's not my ear, it's my headphone. It sounds like a little ball. And because I've got attention deficit disorder...
It's going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be like a cat now. So that means you are already a friend of the show. That means you are already sitats, which means that you have to be elevated today and you will be Lord and Konzo.
I accept this.
Made the order of the God. So hereby, let me officially...
I love how your accent has changed. What's happening with you?
Because I'm going to make you order of the God.
Got it.
Hereby, Tats and Konzo... is proclaimed Lord Nkonzo of the Casper Radio Show and special envoy of the Order of the Garter. Arise, Lord Nkonzo.
Ek is nou a fucking forts, dankie. Dankie, Casper.
You don't have to speak Afrikaans as a lord.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's more like English.
Oh, right.
So what you have to do is become a little bit tipsy.
Cora.
And a little bit like you've got a nose cold.
Do you know what's exciting when you mention that I'm a lord?
Yes.
I was in London about, I think, 3 weeks ago.
Yes, sis. That's Onlangs.
No.
Yeah.
And what excited me, so you know Prince Harry is dating a half-black girl, pretty much.
Oh, I just knew she was on the TV.
She's in TV. Her dad on the TV is black. She's half-black, right?
Okay.
So I go there, and for me, as a South African, you know, being racialized, it's the most exciting thing ever. I go on stage, I'm like, yo, man, guys.
Yeah.
This is great. And they look at me like I'm crazy. Because they don't realize that Prince Harry dating a half-black girl, it's the beginning. It's the beginning of the blackening of Buckingham Palace.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't realize it.
They don't realize
it. No, they don't. Yeah. Prince Harry dating a half black, or as black people call it all over the world, phase one. Listen, I don't know. I wasn't at the last black meeting. I don't know what the plan is, but there is a plan. Waiting for the email. I'm very excited.
Phase one has started now.
It's going to be Buckingham Palace before long.
So when we... wake, if we can wake up, we can go to sleep and wake up in 200-300 years, it will be,
as you say,
Buckingham Palace.
It's going to be. Because that's how we do it. We just need one person in.
Yes.
And then the call comes in. Hey, I'm in. Must be an end chance. Where are you, Niva? This is Buckingham Palace, boy. Yeah, 2 o'clock is fine. Sure. I'll leave your name with Tabo. He's at the gate.
So, has she got a royal behindness?
She actually doesn't. She's the whitest black person you'll ever see. She's nothing about her screams black.
Oh.
Until you actually like watch Suits. I wouldn't have known she was black if I hadn't watched Suits, because her dad in Suits is black.
Who is Suits?
Suits is a television show, Casper.
Yeah.
Television is... it's like where pictures, you see moving pictures.
No.
In like a box.
It. Really?
Yeah. Colorful pictures that move. That's call it a television, but you can call it TV if you don't have time.
I've heard about it. I think my grandfather said in the old times, we all had to have two. One for the white colors and one for the black colors.
Yes.
Now they're together.
After 94, they it's like a colorful. It's almost like a rainbow TV now. So it's good times.
Time waits for no one.
Time waits for nothing.
I have had the pleasure to look at your show that's out on DVD. Fantastic. And I want people to go buy it. I don't know if you can stream it on iTunes.
Not yet, but it's coming. Yes.
Tatsun Konzo, and the show is called Privileged, and it's out on DVD. And I've got little snippets for us for today, like the first one I played just now, that's from the actual show. Yes. And I've got some other snippets as well. It's a very funny show.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
A lot of those material I am a fan of.
Fantastic.
In the show, because, you know, I've seen you, and we've talked about it before. I think you did the Ebola thing here in our studio last time.
Yes.
So, but I've got it lined up here as part of the DVD. We're gonna, that is, you know, what's her name, that lesbian man,
Ellen.
Yes. Now she started on Carson, I'm not sure,
doing stand-up.
Yeah, she's got like a golden oldie stand-up routine that she's remembered for, and your one, that one will be your Ebola.
Oh my goodness.
That will be your standard one that we will refer back to when we write the books about you.
That guy with the Ebola joke.
Yeah, because her one was heaven. She was phoning God on Johnny Carson. Was his name Johnny Carson?
Johnny, yes. Yeah. It was his name. He's dead now.
So she phoned, and then she was put on hold, and she had like music playing, and it was, everyone loved that.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So that was her.
I haven't heard it, but I'm, as soon as the show's done, I'm gonna Google it.
I'm gonna ask Bernard or Gavin, then we can play it for you.
Oh, my.
You can look
You guys are so rock and roll here. You can just do whatever you think of, you can do.
We can do. We can say and we can do. It is, and then we got people hopefully listening, but they can write.
They can just see here. There's something.
Oh, they write in as well.
They can. If you got questions for Tats, and I'm gonna ask them all kinds of very, very interesting questions.
I'm so excited.
You can WhatsApp.
I just can't hide it.
WhatsApp. Tats, I nearly said WhatsApp. Won't you touch the number, the Tats number? Tats, won't you read the WhatsApp number there?
The WhatsApp number, for those listening, it's 079-748-2099. I just went into a radio voice. Okay, let me do that again. It's 079-748-2090. That is the WhatsApp number, 079-748-2090. 079-748-2098.
You say ni afterwards.
Ni, yeah. It's like Afrikaans, where you guys say ge for every beginning of the word.
Ek het geslaap, ek het ge.
Ek,
okay.
Ek geslaap, yeah.
And your Afrikaans is also impeccable in,
the
on
saver,
the DVD.
Saver,
kan
saver.
Kan ek asseblief hoor op die nommer?
Ja, dis mevrou Zietsman. Dankie mevrou Zietsman. Dis die nommer vir die WhatsApp is 0079-7482-0090. Okay, let me say that weer. Dis 0079-7482-0090. Okay.
Ooh, I love it. And I see first things coming in. There's one lady who says she's a FOTS as well. She was here. This lady, Cindy.
Why is Cindy trying to steal my shine now?
No, she's just trying to say you're part of the clique now.
Oh, is she a lord as well? What is the opposite of a lord?
She's a lady.
A lady.
She's a lady. A lordess. A lady. And then someone says here that's a problem with WhatsApp. I don't mind, but I can't see who it is because you just have a profile picture, so I don't know. But this person says, Stats,
yes.
I love your voice on radio.
Oh, wow, thank you.
And
I've just woken up, so maybe it's that kind of
you got that shine.
I do feel that. Thank you, though.
And then someone asked, Tats, are you single?
Ek is ge-single.
Ge-single.
Yeah.
But you got a child.
Ek het twee kinders.
Heere,
ek was I was married for 7 years.
What happened?
Ooh, now how long is the show?
We got time.
We have time.
What music must I put on?
Britney Spears would be good.
Yeah, I have her lined up for you. You asked
Oh, really?
Me. Yeah.
Britney Spears is my, you know, the songs and the artists that you love.
Yeah.
That most of your friends don't understand.
Yes.
But you love it so much that you actually don't care.
Yes.
Britney Spears is that for me.
Yeah. ABBA is that for me.
Is that ABBA
for
you?
Yeah, yeah. I don't care. I think it's fantastic.
What's an ABBA song? I do know ABBA songs. I just don't know if I hear it. Like, I do know ABBA songs. I see you judging me. Look.
No. I'm getting ready in my mind.
So I know ABBA songs. Yeah. I just don't know the names of the songs.
It's okay. I got my ABBA file. I got it in my mind. It's going.
It's the voice, the high voices.
Here comes the file. The winner takes it all. The loser standing small. You know that one?
I wish you guys could see Casper sing this. He actually, he got into his feelings with that one.
Mamma mia, here I go again. How can I forget you? Mamma mia. So I wanna know, what's the name of the game?
Good.
Does it mean anything to you? And I thought, and I know you for sure, but you look like a cocky mama. La 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 la.
I see you're a fan.
I'm a big fan.
I see you're a fan.
Okay, now do the Britney for me.
Britney.
Yep. Come. I can't remember.
So you were very old school with your device. So mine is more a touch screen. So let me do that.
Touch screen. Remember your.
Can't really hear the touch screen.
But you must make the noise.
It's a touch screen. You can't hear it. It slides. iPhone.
Yeah, but they got.
No, literally.
Okay.
The silence is me doing the touch screen.
Okay, it's not us going off air. Yes. It starts now doing the touch screen on radio. The touch screen.
Here we go. Maybe you'll hear the click.
Yes, I hear it. Click. Yes.
Okay.
Is that your file coming forward?
Oh, baby.
Woo!
How was I supposed to know? Boom. That something wasn't right, yeah. You're toxic. I'm taking over. Scared of my list. I'm addicted to you. And you know that I'm toxic.
Ah, I love it.
That's just a little taste.
Yeah, no, I love the taste.
I'm a big Britney fan.
You have asked a song from her, and are we going to play it later in the show? You know, we got co-presenters, but they are left in the cold because you are so important that we wanted you here first because you are actually now a co-presenter today as well.
I'm a lord.
You're my lord co-presenter. And we got Bernard and Gavin sitting outside.
Bernard.
They've been banned until we decide they can come in. Isn't that lovely?
Gavin can come. I like Gavin.
Okay, Gavin,
I just met.
Gavin, you can come in first. Okay, Gavin, you can come in first. He's very happy.
I love Gavin.
He's jumping up and down. Betty is now going to cuck on you when she comes in later. Because you called for Gavin first. It's two egos there.
Oh, Betty, I thought you thought Bernard. I know him as Bernard.
Yeah, he's Betty Bangles.
Ah, I see. See, I don't know him like that yet. I can't.
He's going to show you pictures and everything.
Fantastic.
And we're going to know each other.
I love
at
it.
At the end of this show.
I'm very happy.
Well, so Gavin, you've made his day because he was chosen before Betty or Banner. So now Betty is fuming inside. Those hairs inside his brain, they're like smelling like smoke.
Sunny Bonani.
Sunny Bonani.
Unjani.
And Unjani.
It is so good. Can I just say that you should, like, broadcasting is your thing.
Oh, wow.
Broadcasting is your thing.
That's so broad. I don't know what that means.
That, like,
Okay, so.
I agree with the one listener.
So if I have money to offer you, will then you be one of our co-hosts?
Yes. The answer is yes.
Okay.
To come here and do this for money.
Yeah. I just got to find the money now.
If you can do that, I would happily come and talk.
We will be a dream team.
I think so. And we make it a thing.
And then Skulk will be jealous.
Yes. I mean.
Fucking Skulk. And you can tell Skulk what we doing.
And I won't. I'll give him like hints with my facials. With my facial expressions, no words. Just so he can think and make up in his mind what we get up to. I'll just, you know, when it's like, Skulk, it was so good. And then you open your eyes like, so good.
Oh, yeah. Wow, it was so good.
What happened? That's. Casper.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Kevin.
So,
yes.
And here's this guy, Bernard. Oh, I gotta go, Skulk. Chat to you tomorrow.
Ah. Love
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
But Gavin, you have been here before. Have you? With Tuts?
Yes. Twice.
I don't mean it before ever. I know you and I know you are. I'm still compus mentus. But I mean, you have here between. So you are. Yeah, he's Lord Nkonzo.
Yes, Lord. I'm honored and I'm. What
you.
Else am I?
Thank you, Squire.
But I need to speak like. A slightly British accent, but slightly tipsy, you said.
Yes, yes. Please. So it's like you just slur a bit.
It's like that Boris person.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, like Boris Johnson. Do it.
So it's an absolute honor to be in your presence, really.
Oh, it is an honor to be me. Thank you so much.
You sound like a gay cockney.
So what money would attract you to a show like this?
Yes. Money that would attract. How long is the show?
2 hours.
And it's Friday.
Yes. Mm. And it's in the morning, so you don't have to do shows. I mean, very few comedians.
11 o'clock.
11 to 1.
11 to 1. If you could offer me.
Yes. Let me just get my calculator.
Between 2 and 3.
100,000 Zimbabwean dollar.
2,000, I would come.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to look for a sponsor.
Yeah, no. I would absolutely come.
You would be fantastic. You see, everyone's raving. They're saying you're so fantastic.
Thank you, Yella.
Hello, Casper, Betty, Gavin, and Tats. What a pleasure listening live for a change from Michelle.
Fantastic.
Casper, are you single? Wasn't that Tats?
No, Casper.
No, there you are. Tats, are you single? Study and listening to you guys. Thanks for alleviating my stress.
Good luck.
Oh, she is studying. She's not studying us.
She's
studying and then listening to us.
What are you studying, by the way? Just let us know. I'm very interested in that.
My name is Anushka. Anushka?
Anushka.
Yes. What are you studying? Oh, you must write back now.
Yes. I love how Kasper reads it. He talks to the screen and says, "What are you studying?" Keeps quiet and waits for a response.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's madness. But... It's a divine madness because yes. I'm not dangerous.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Mm. Dangerous. I want to be dangerous.
What do you think those screams were about?
Yeah. And what does Jermone mean? Can someone tell me?
Jermone.
What is that? Is that?
I thought it was Jermaine, but like an Americanized version of Jermaine. Jermaine.
But is it a Michael Jackson a neologism?
Yes, it's come on, just Michael Jacksonized.
Jermaine.
Yeah, like come on.
Come on. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, is it come on?
Well, it's come on, but he put his own own.
Jermaine. Oh. I sing Jermaine.
Jermaine.
Mm. That's a word.
And then rightly as he asked the what. I mean, it's like the Bee Gees. It's funny when you first hear, you know, what the fuck? But now it's like part of his thing. You like it.
Michael Jackson is such an artist, and I see this every time the music plays, whether it's in a club, at a house party. He's such an artist that you can't dance any other dances. Like, he's so complete an artist that even when his music plays, you have to dance the way he dances to them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we do.
You can't like Macarena to your songs. You can't soak it. You have to do. It's just everything.
No, yeah.
Doom. Eventually, people are listening and they're doing Michael Jackson. There's no other option.
You see it in your mind.
That is why I'm like, that guy is like a complete deal.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm taking selfies for Facebook.
He did a whole
Gesig book. I don't know why I'm speaking Afrikaans. Maybe it's because I'm with you, Casper.
It's because he's here.
Is it?
It's good. It's nice. What is oefening in English?
Exercise.
Yeah, for you.
But you sound good.
He's good in Afrikaans. We're going to play a little bit of one of his.
Do you have me in Afrikaans?
I've got you in Afrikaans. It's very funny.
There was a game.
It's in the thing. That?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, that's my only That is my greatest.
It's good Afrikaans. That.
Thank you.
I love that Afrikaans.
Are you doing shows still, Wena Casper?
No, I've shut down for the year. I'm doing one or two, but that is work. I'm sorry to say, Skulk.
Ouch.
Hey, nah. I guess jammer.
Yeah, this fine.
But I decided, let me tell you my thing. This show is not about me, but let me tell you all about me.
Yes.
I am going to rest next year and do other stuff.
Okay.
All kinds of projects. And then in 2019, I want to do like a big show again, like I always used to do.
Fantastic.
Because I did a very intimate show these 2 years. It was just to get back into the
great
groove.
Great.
See if I want to still do it. And I enjoyed it, but now I'm tired again.
What made you enjoy it? You were tired and you was trying to see if you
came back. What made me enjoy it is the fact that I can still have my own unique voice about things.
Yes.
You know, and go up and joke up and think, yes, no one has said this before about that. And that's what I like. Even though we've got a fantastic family of comedians in South Africa. It's like, phew, eh?
But there's just something, as an outsider who's not in comedy, there's just something special about when you invite a comedian, Casper. Because then the studio is on fire.
Oh, they're clever people.
Jamon.
Yeah, Jamon is so sir.
Jamon.
Someone answered us.
Oh. Can you read it? Because I can't see.
Kasi,
yeah?
Has anyone checked in on Simba?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
He must be very stressed out with Uncle Bob's situation.
Yeah.
Our Prince of Zimbabwe, what is Dave word? Ooh, and I'm back in Josie in December. I must come back and visit you on the show.
Who?
Cindy.
Oh, Cindy. Cindy. Lady. She's a lady. Cindy, you must come, please. Simba was supposed to be here one day because he was like, what do you call it? Ad hoc guest.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's so beautiful. This is the music that I'm setting up for Tuts to tell about his wife.
Oh, sorry.
And then Simba let me know like 10 minutes before he's got a family crisis.
Oh.
He couldn't come. That day, my mother was on her deathbed and I was here.
Oh my
God. So when I read family crisis, I thought, tell me about a family crisis, Simbi.
Exactly.
So I haven't heard from him since.
Oh.
But he's doing very well. I see him on Instagram. He's modeling. He's doing all kinds of stuff.
And I see him working in the gym in the morning at 6 o'clock.
Do you see him? Do you greet him?
He has groot muscles now, hoor.
Ah, you must from groete stuur.
En borste is like, wow.
Tits.
Yeah.
What do you call that in Africa? In men talk? No, that's not... What is
man this? Boobs.
No, man. What is this? It's
this
the
pecs.
Chest. Pecs.
Pectorals.
Pecs.
He's got some serious pecs.
Pecs. Yeah, it's got some serious bit. So as you were saying, that your wife?
Been divorced 2 years.
Divorce, it was a divorce.
And
how wonderful is the music. And you kept the children.
We are great co-parents.
Oh, good.
I pick
I'm
up
glad.
My kids every
well
day
done.
From school, take them to her place.
Okay, I was
we
waiting
feed
for
them.
This melodramatic
story. No, we bought them, I put them down, and then I go and do gigs.
Oh, man.
And repeat.
No,
I'm lucky, we're lucky. I've heard some horror stories.
Mm. Yeah.
But we are lucky. Now it's just a matter of building our relationship again.
Yeah.
We chat but we're not close, but we don't talk. And that was probably our biggest problem. We never learned how to communicate is not the one. Be honest. Mm. Like talk. Cuz I know people say communicate. Communicate is a bit vague. We never learned how to be open.
But now you can learn it in the comfort of not being married.
Right.
So you don't have to go, oh my God, it didn't work. Now I've got to go to sleep and we're in the same house.
Right.
You can work it out
so that's,
on your own.
That's now the next phase.
What do the children say?
The one is 2, so he just... And the other one is 4.
But do they think it's a disturbing thing that
no for them it's I guess for them it's what life is.
They see me every day.
They call her mommy. Okay.
She's a doctor, so when she's on call, she's a doctor. Yes. People always go. She's a doctor.
You doctorella.
It's still an esteemed job.
Yes, of course.
As much as we think we've progressed as a society,
no.
Those like esteemed doctor.
Ooh, it's high up. Doctor, lawyer.
Lawyer.
Yeah.
Like even if I said scientist, it wouldn't get a. Oh my goodness.
It might.
Actually, no, it is because you don't really meet scientists. Where do scientists hang out?
I don't know. I think they've got their own special.
Do they even exist?
Of course they do, but.
Have you met one?
On a metaphysical level.
Honestly, it's one of those.
That's a good question.
Rocket scientists. There are rockets, but I've never met a rocket scientist.
And you also get rock scientists. That's even worse.
Those are what? Is that geology?
Yeah, geologists.
Yeah, they stay behind the rocks.
They're at the library. Those guys are.
But if I would tell you my boyfriend is a scientist, you would go, "Woo!"
Is he?
No. No, I'm just telling you. I'm just.
I'd be more woo about the fact that you have a boyfriend than the fact that he's a scientist. I'm being honest. What do you want me to do? But I've never met a scientist. I've never met a. What else haven't I met? A carpenter.
Oh, you've met Jesus, my boy.
I've met Jesus.
And that's the only carpenter you'll ever need
in this life. The only carpenter you'll ever need is Jesus.
Do you think it would be appropriate if we play a bit from your show and then invite Bernard in? Because I think he's now so close. Yes.
No, I would love
him to
come.
Look at the hand.
What's he doing?
This is a.
Ooh, the hand is up.
Speak to the hand.
Speak to the hand.
Because the face is occupied.
Ooh. Okay, so let me see. Let me take my mic to my screen and let me see what we got here. Casper. Did you hear him, the Zuma opening? That's funny, hey?
I haven't heard.
Oh, well, didn't you listen to the show? This is a great section. Can we just... The melodramatic...
Oh, yes.
This is a great section.
What is he playing?
It's where you tell people... And I found that funny and interesting, actually. It's where you tell us... No, well, not us... Basically, the whites, how you develop a chant,
right? Oh yeah, right.
I think.
What do you?
I think Gavin, you would also already know the instinctive feeling, but as a white, I didn't know how it like. Kill the white, whatever, or anything.
I was talking about struggle songs.
Yeah, but don't give away the joke.
Right, and how struggle songs are not necessarily composed and written. They're just out of the moment. It's almost like a war cry at school.
Yeah.
You know, when it's like, when I say something, you say blah, wrong thing, blah. Yeah.
And it's amazing how your audience immediately falls in.
Yes.
So it's a known cultural thing.
Yes, the mechanism we all have.
So you would go say, I love Casper now. Hey, Casper, yeah, Casper. I love Casper now. Yeah, Casper. You know that kind of thing? Am I right? In the
sort of issue. Sort of kind of not, but nearly close to not even close to being that thing.
Comrades, we need to save the rhino. Am I right? Am I right?
Yes.
We need to save the rhino. And then the call and response to us, black people, I see you are here, so don't let me down. Rhinosaurus.
Rhinosaurus.
Oh, rhinosaurus.
Rhinosaurus.
Save the rhinosaurus. Oh, save the rhinosaurus. But we must kill the mosquito. I said kill the mosquito. Oh, rhino, oh, That's it. That we just did that. That's literally how it's created. But we don't get each other. We don't understand each other. That's the thing with South Africa. The world looks at us. They don't get us. We look at each other. We don't get each other. So now there's people apologizing left, right, and center. And by people, I mean white people.
Dis die Kasper en audio vertoning.
Very good. Oh, that's funny, hey?
Thank you.
It was amazing.
But do you agree? It's what he says there is not news to you, is it? Or is it? Is it news to you? I mean,
the Rhino song is news.
Yeah, that's news. But I'm trying to see whether the natural onclunk with what he's saying
on-clunk.
Is there with you or not. Are you reacting like a white or a black when you listen to him? Saying that, that's what I mean.
That's I'm still in between.
Okay. So you see, it is educational.
It is educational.
It's very
educational. Without even, it's one of those things without even thinking twice. It's true for all of us. It's just that you haven't in your head noticed that it's what you do.
Do. Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Because
yes.
Even when I'm in a white crowd and I go, everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go.
That's the mechanism I'm talking about, not the song. Yeah. So it's like when someone sings even a pop song that you know and they don't finish the line and you instinctively finish the line. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's not a race thing. It's a mechanism thing. And that's why I say struggle songs use the mechanism. It's just that I'm demystifying that they are these.
It was very interesting.
Things.
That, eye-opening to me.
Yeah.
Oh, hallo Betty.
Hi Betty.
Hallo. Ek is nog eers aan nie. Ja, is ek aan. Ek hoor myself glad nie.
Hoekom klink jy jou knoppe?
Hoekom klink jy so moerig, Betty?
Ja, wat is fout, Betty?
Nee, ek is nie moerig. Ek sweer my mic werk nie. Ek hoor
nie. Nee, ons
hoor
jy. Maar wil jy nie jou knoppe bietjie draai nie? Of anders vir Palesa vra, want jy is moerig.
Nou skree jy op my.
Nee, ek glad nie. Nee.
A lot of love in the studio.
Het jy lekker daar buite mooi voorberei vir vandag se show?
Heerlik.
Ek is so bly. Maar ons het 'n baie lekker tyd hier binne.
Is dit? Ja. Ek het die laughter gehoor en
is dit?
Ja. Well, maar dit is goed geweest want ek het nog 'n storie ontdek. So
oh, that's good.
Fantastic.
Because he's got to tell us the gay news.
Yeah, I would love to hear the gay news.
Yeah, he's got gay news every time he's here, you see. So that's his main.
What's gay news, by the way?
Things to do with punchliners and sodomites. What? Have I said anything?
Not helping the stereotypes. Not helping the stereotypes, Casper.
We are monotypes.
Monotypes.
We go after our own mono. We're not stereo.
And Anushka answered you.
Yeah, what did she say?
She says, Casper, I'm studying Gupta economics. I'm tired of being broke.
What does that mean?
Bribery. She's trying to.
Gupta economics.
For me too, Anushka.
She's trying to bribe her way to the mark. She's giving the dean blowjob right now.
Gavin, what happened in your life? Because all of a sudden you can see the screen from there.
That was amazing, right?
No, but every time he's like, I can't see. Like, I moved closer. Now all of a sudden it's like.
As soon as he started reading, for those of you listening, the screen is on the opposite side of
far away.
And he's literally outside reading the screen.
But I think he hasn't wanked in a while.
So he can no. Abby was gone for a while. So I think from all the wanking.
I am here, you know.
What's the longest you have gone without wanking?
Why are you looking at me?
Where you say to yourself, I'm not going to skommel.
First, I've never said that to myself.
Really?
Like, skommel, he says skommel. No. That's nice word, skommel.
He's proper Afrikaans.
Yeah, he is. Is it the same for men and women? No? Because
men, I don't know. I'm not a woman.
Okay, if you're,
do
if
you do that so much that you need to...
Sorry, can I just... I just... I'm gonna
so bad.
Hang on,
I just switched off.
Bernard, I apologize for that. I don't know why, but I just
wanted to say to the women listening, can you write in when the longest you went without skommeling? Now we're back to Bernard. What's the longest that you've gone?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, it was something to say.
Without wanking.
24 hours?
24, really? That's That's short,
right? Sure. That's not, that's recovery time more than anything. Yeah. That's not I'm not going to wank. It's I literally can't because I've just wanked.
And you, Tat?
I think I'd say between four to seven days.
Jesus Christ.
4 to 7 days.
Why did you feel the need to tell yourself not to do it for a while?
Because I was trying to challenge myself to see how long
you can hold.
Can I not do this thing? Like biologically. And usually about the second day I feel it, and then by the third day I know that I haven't. Yeah. And it's
you're on.
And now it's like a war.
It feels like we're on Jonty's show at the moment.
It does.
Who's
feel
Jonty?
Like,
yeah.
The sex show.
Version. Oh, really?
Yeah, the sex show. Show just before us, where they talk all these rubbish.
I would and love you? To ask them.
You know, with marriage,
you just ask Jonty.
With marriage, it's different. With marriage, like the whole, like the mechanism changes. Like you are.
It's not your hand. It's your partner's hand.
Yeah. So you find yourself like in that moment, but with your husband.
What?
Betty, I can't see you.
But you. Maybe it's a good thing.
Okay, I'll close you again. You see?
But your husband is out of the country for most of the time.
Yeah, well, when he comes back. He's been...
When he comes back.
he the longest he's been out was probably about a month.
So that's 30 days.
So that's 30 days.
So there's, in your marriage, other than Harvey Weinstein's marriage, there's no wanking... actually happening.
In between.
In that month, you never sang to yourself, when I think about you, I touch myself.
Yeah.
We would send messages, you know, like send messages.
Stimuli.
Stimuli, good word.
Yes, to say like, I'm looking forward, I can't wait to see you. But obviously not that what I'm saying now. No. But like,
I've been listening for just a boring boodskapi dog.
No, not like that.
Talk dirty to me. I can't wait to see you.
And the thing is, we have like, we've got a teenager and an 11-year-old in the house and a 5-year-old. So
they do it more than you.
No. So we can't even like send like dirty pictures to each other because they crack our codes. They
darling, I shaved my anus for you.
Exactly. Daddy, what is an anus?
What's an anus? It's something. It's like diamond, but it's on the sole of your feet.
I can get it for myself. I told two of my new clients in the week.
Yeah.
To listen.
They should listen because I'm doing the show with Casper de Vries. I hope they didn't start today.
At first he comes in late, and we cut off his bike.
Yeah, now we're very busy. Very routine. Treat him like a second grade citizen, and then we just start talking about ranking. Thanks to our guest.
So how did this even happen?
Yeah.
Our
guest
host, you started with that shit.
I apologize, Jonty.
That's okay. Mm. No, we'll ask Jonty. We actually, the first thing I want to ask you, Bernard, is if you can Google Ellen DeGeneres speaking to God on the telephone on the Jimmy Carson.
That's very funny.
Johnny Carson show. We were talking, obviously, you didn't listen. We were talking about it. So I just want to play it to Tuts because then I'm going to play his sketch that reminds me of the golden classics. Like, that is the golden classic of Ellen. Mm-hmm. One day they will say, oh, Tuts, yes. Oh, he used to live in that age. He was Lord Konzo.
It's an African.
And, my piliki.
Excuse me?
You have my piliki.
Ja, nee. Jou kliënt gaan jou love daai.
Ja, as hulle nie weer terugkom nie, weet ek, ek het of hulle hare opgefok of hulle die show geluister.
Exactly.
And then they will say, oh, it was the Ebola, was the Tuts one. So, when you're ready... Ek jy al nou jou piliki in. That's all code word, technical words for audio cables and stuff, people.
Ja, jy gaat ons.
Okay, well, I hope so, my darling. Let's listen.
And play.
And play.
Nothing is happening.
Is it playing?
Liewe Here. It's again the issue we had last time with this.
I hear Johnny in the
talk amongst yourself. I'm just fixing it.
I hear Johnny in the building next door. I don't know what the hell is happening.
I wonder if
let me.
I wonder.
Yeah, do it on your phone.
And I wonder. Tell us.
I wonder if the nut will look at play.
And I wonder
if the nut is even gay.
And I wonder. Well, the nut is gay. He's sitting in front of you. His name is Bernard.
It's Bernard.
Yes.
So everybody here is gay. Is this a gay show?
Yes, everyone.
What's the criteria for? I feel like I'm the odd one out here.
No.
Oh, you'll be so like.
No, we love you. We feel instinctively.
If it's a problem, we can turn you.
No.
Turn your love around.
Do you know that most of the people in my DMs, Casper, DMs is direct messaging. It's the messages that people send you.
Tell me, as if I didn't know. Why didn't you tell Gavin?
Gavin?
Yes. The DMs?
Is that mostly guys.
Is that Twitter DM?
All of them, across all social networks. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Most of my DMs are guys.
But that's not... Are they gays?
I would assume so, because DMs are generally... Highs and hellos and heys in a DM setting is very.
What's the weird? So go deeper into these messages. Like so.
The thing is, they don't. I they just do heys and hey. I'm more than happy to engage with you, but don't send me a hey.
No.
Or a how are you?
It's tiring. Or what are you doing?
Because I'm living my life doing the thing, and then you enter with a how. I don't know you.
You stop,
and I'm like. I can't.
Okay, so if that woman that you and I saw while we were talking there just before the show started,
yes.
The one that walked up to the first floor,
I did see.
So
that.
If she sent you like a hey,
yes,
with a proper picture of her bum bums, would you engage?
If I like the bum bums,
but didn't you like the bum bums that you
saw? I did, but you see now it's a hey accompanied with bum bum.
Ah,
a hey. I don't
There's
know.
There's a reason for hey,
because it's called SMS, short messaging synopsisms, right?
Strife darling, you can
flow with me.
Yeah.
So people still treat it like it's a long form of. It's supposed to be boom boom, not the hey. How are you? Hi, how are you doing? I'm fine, thanks. And you? No man, come. What do you want? Say the thing.
Yeah, I feel people do that because they want to engage, or they want to have a conversation through social media, as opposed to, hi, Tads, I want to book you for this, or I want to book you for my private bedroom, and things like that.
You see that?
I think that's the reason why they are doing the hey. The new thing, like the wave, also, when you've confirmed someone on Facebook, it's wave.
No, but he's talking about in the middle of a of life, you know this person already, then all of a sudden you just get, what you doing?
Yeah,
and you think, no, I'm busy now. You know?
Just but start, even with my friends, I mean, hi, how are you? If you want to know, phone me and we can chat. But now I must like type like, I'm
well.
And you and like,
yes. Yeah, see.
In a conversation with spoken word, or live, yeah, that's fine. Hi, how are you? No, I'm lekker. Nice to see you. Yeah, but you don't do that on WhatsApp. I sometimes don't
even
start.
Okay, can we get this straight? It's WhatsApp, Casper.
No, it's WhatsApp. It's WhatsApp.
Because I can't let you walk into life saying this.
Have you heard
in front of people?
Have you heard people on television? Have you heard
television?
They say WhatsApp.
Nobody says television. Nobody.
Oh. He does.
TV.
TV.
WhatsApp and TV.
It's WhatsApp. And I'll tell you why.
Yes. But
first, I want to know whether we got God on the line now.
We do, hopefully.
Okay. Let's hear.
Maybe.
I think your piliki doesn't work.
Yeah.
Don't be rude.
Wiggle it a little. Wiggle, Casper's.
Wiggle your pili. It's not my pili. It's Gareth's pili.
Well, louder.
The 14th. Would you welcome Ellen?
Okay. Keep it that way. Keep it like that.
Okay.
Yes.
What have you done?
Keep it like what?
Just play.
Yeah, the word. Keep it like that. Just okay. Pause.
No. I knew exactly what he meant. He
Fuck
meant
off.
Leave it. Leave
I
it.
I mean, you just got a fright because I shouted and then you pressed pause.
I could die if like sensitive.
Hi. Good. You feeling good?
Yeah, have a look there, Tats.
Feel great. I've been keeping in shape lately, you know? You have to. I'm getting older. I'm 27. People say, you don't look 27. You look like you're about 23. I'm lucky because that runs in my family. My grandmother is 97. She looks about 93. Have a little nephew who's 4. Doesn't even look like he's born yet. Tiny embryo of a thing. That whole fitness thing runs in my family, though, I think. My grandmother started walking 5 miles a day when she was 60. She's 97 today, and we don't know where the hell she is. I'm kidding. We know where she is. She's in prison. I'm kidding again. You know, I kid a lot because I'm a comedian. A lot of people ask me, were you funny as a child? And no, I was an accountant. But my mother used to hum me to sleep every night. She'd stand there. So aggravating. My parents were extremely cruel to me. I remember one day I was coming home from kindergarten. Well, they told me it was kindergarten. I found out later I'd been working in a factory for 2 years. Horrible. Thank you. Yeah. My dad, when I was about 4 or 5 years old, he walks up to me before Christmas one day and he says, Ellen, what would you like for Christmas? I said, gosh, Dad, I'd like a little dolly. Christmas Day, he wheels in this tremendous heavy metal thing. No, Dad, that's not what I mean.
What's the joke?
You ever try to dress one of those things?
A dolly is a ding waarop jy goed met wieltjies.
We had fire drills around the house so that in case of a fire, we each had a special duty. Like my father had to grab the pets, my mother grabbed the jewelry, my brother ran out to get help. They told me to try to save the washer and dryer. So, good thing I had that dolly.
It's your phone. Thank God. Thank God
now. Heavy. I used to wander around the woods when I was a kid, because my parents would put me there, and I'd find petrified wood, and I'd think to myself, what could have scared these trees so badly?
Petrified.
Maybe a dinosaur lifting his leg, I guess that was scary. For a tree. I'm always thinking about these things, because to me life is very precious. It's very special. We're here for such a short time that everything on this earth should have a reason, should have a beneficial purpose. And I feel like everything does, except for fleas. You know? Fleas do nothing at all beneficial. I always thought at times like this, when we can't figure it out for ourselves, wouldn't it be great if we could just pick up the phone and call up God and ask
him
these things?
There you go.
Just pick up the phone and call up God. Yeah, hi, God. This is Ellen. Ellen. DeGeneres. DeGeneres. What's so funny? No, I never thought of that. It does sound like that, doesn't it? I get it. Yeah, listen, if you weren't too busy... Sure, hold on. Somebody's at the gate. Christian song. Yeah. Just sing along to your tape. That's okay. It's not a tape. They're good. They're great. Yeah. Listen, there are certain things on this earth I just don't understand why they're here. No, not Charo. No. But there are certain things, insects. No, bees are great. The honey. That was clever. Yeah. I was thinking more about fleas. They seem to have no benefit. No, I didn't realize how many people were employed by the flea collar industry. Not to mention sprays. Well, yeah, I guess you're right. Of course you are. Of course you are. Being who you are. Yeah. Oh, you got a little cold. God bless you. Or bless yourself. Bless yourself. Oh, I'm still doing that comedy. You got a joke for me? Oh, I'd love to hear it. Uh-huh. Now, I got time. Of course, you would know that more than me, huh? That was a joke. Go ahead. Who's there? God who? Godzilla.
Yeah!
Oh, incredibly funny. Huh? Yeah, and another one, sure. There. God who? Got a dime. Whoa! No, I don't have time for another one. No. Yeah, I just remembered an appointment I have to get to, so I gotta go. How about that? God who? Gotta go? Cute? Stupid. All righty. It was good talking to you too. And I'll see. I'll talk to you later. Thank you very much.
That's nice, hey?
That's nice.
That's and you can hear like techniques that's commonplace now.
Yes.
Like where you throw away a line.
Very, yes.
Like, I'm not worried about my granny. She's in the prison. You know, that kind of stuff.
I was actually looking at it's so funny when a comedian watches comedy and they see the technique. Yeah. Even the talking to someone but not saying what they're saying, but relaying it through your response, kind of. When she goes, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Who's there?
Mm-hmm.
Without saying, he said. You know what I mean? That's great. It's great. Oh,
Lord, look at those messages.
Really? Read them then, Gavin.
Super X-Man.
There's a message to Gavin.
Yeah.
Gavin, oh my word. Do you want to wait for your hubby to scummel you? You selfish, lazy human being.
Spade a spade. We like it.
And then there's another one. Hello, Maikies. Luister vandag weer live. Baie dankie vir 'n prettige show van Lola.
Dis 'n plesier, Lola. Dankie, Lola.
Die stadse stem wat die trick doen. Ons kry baie aandag vandag, hè?
Now, you know that he's got a DVD. We do. He's got a DVD out called Privileged.
Tatsungondo is Privileged, yes.
Yes, and it's where can people get it?
You can get it at any Musica store, ladies and gentlemen.
Not. Look and Listen.
Look and Listen doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, yes. It's a TV, it's WhatsApp, and Look and Listen doesn't exist anymore. Kasper. Okay.
I'm sorry. So what other music
school? Musica and...
You go in, you ask for Tats and Konzo.
Yes.
Privilege.
Go to the comedy section and just ask. Or you can order it online on takealot.com.
Takealot is a word that I know.
Takealot.com.
Takealot.com.
What's the DVD called?
The DVD is called Tats and Konzo is Privileged.
Oh, wow.
Privileged. Privileged, Gavin. Will you remember
and,
it? Yeah.
Yes, and just a short synopsis for those of us that didn't listen, that was busy with other things.
About what?
The DVD.
I am busy playing snippets.
Oh, sorry.
I'm busy playing snippets from the fucking DVD.
Oh, thank you. I will continue. Ek sal deur sit en dan sal ek maar op die radio luister.
Ek sal voort luister. But just explain to him what the DVD is, maybe.
So the DVD is about my...
No, a DVD.
A DVD. Yeah. It's like a CD, but it shows pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And music.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So this is radio. So we are playing the audio of...
But it's an MP3, which is different from a DVD.
And you put it in a TV or television?
You put it...
What?
Put it in a DVD machine.
Okay. And then that goes...
Is that what you call it? The DVD machine? Well, that was very Casper there.
No, I'm being very simplistic for you.
Okay.
It's just called a DVD. But just so you don't
know, you put the plug of the DVD player up your butt and then your husband watch it through your eyes.
Okay. Yes. Wonderful. Can't wait to see my husband today.
Okay, so that was Ellen DeGeneres' golden
funny.
Moment. Now, Tatsis golden moment. I want to say your golden moment. So you've got to say Tatsis.
Tats is.
Not is.
Tatsis. Klinks as a weerstandsbeweging.
It's like your moment.
Yes, Tatsis. Oh, okay, Tatsis.
You understand?
Got you.
I'm not mad.
No. It's Niemann.
Okay. Tatsis.
Well, Tatsis. Slightly.
Tatsis. Forevermore. Tatsis. Forevermore. Bye, Moy.
Tatsis forevermore.
If you can't beat them, join them, Betty. That is my wax.
Ek wil nie negatief wees nie. Okay. Ek is nie 'n negatiewe persoon nie, maar Tatsis klink vir my soos ISIS het hulle naam verander het.
Ek het nie verstaan.
Tatsis sounds like
no one did.
ISIS that changed their name.
Tatsis. He's trying to be funny.
Yeah, I see what he's trying to do.
I'm just fuck you all.
I do see what you did.
This is what good comedian to do on the means. Yeah.
I wasn't trying to be funny. I just
Ebola before us.
New York, Statue of Liberty, Ebola. I'm talking about the concrete jungle where dreams are made of. Yeah, made of Ebola. Some of you may not know this. I wanna wake up in a city that doesn't sleep because of Ebola. Ebola was so big. I remember when I was there, I read a headline. Kid you not, this was a real headline. Ebola claims first European victim. As if Ebola was like an African rock star just traveling the world, killing audiences all over the world. And this is when I realized, if there was such a thing as the Disease Awards, Ebola was a very strong contender for Disease of the Year. Can you imagine the Disease of the Year? The Disease Awards themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 62nd Annual Disease Awards, live from South Africa. Please welcome onto stage your host, Mr. Trevor No Medical Aid. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 62nd Annual Disease Awards. Guys, all the diseases are there. Everything that has turned the world upside down. Talking about scurvy, got lifetime achievement, TB, AIDS, everything that has just turned the world and flipped it on its, white people are there. It's just a mess. Please welcome onto stage your first musical guest. You love him, we love him. This disease has been killing audiences all over the world with his hit single, Good Killer. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Usher Rabies. I don't kill a lot of girls, I don't kill a lot of boys, and you know this much is true. I don't give a rat's ass if you're human, cause you know that I'm killing dogs too. Can't nobody kill him like me, can't nobody kill him like me. Bite, bite, bite. Can't nobody kill him like me, can't nobody kill him like me. It's 5 in the morning, mouth is foaming, now you feeling kinda sick. Ha! And then, the moment that all the diseases have been waiting for, the announcement for Disease of the Year. Please welcome onto stage to announce the Disease of the Year category, your guest presenters, low blood pressure and gout. Gout is just excited to be there. Because for the first time in his career, he's been recognized as a good killer. So he's just there. Woo! Okay, let's do this. All right. All right, low blood pressure. You look tired. Who writes this stuff? Okay. The nominees for Disease of the Year go to all the diseases who have made world news over the past year. Your nominees are ALS, Ice Bucket Challenge, eh? That was nice, all those weird celebrities, that's okay. Generalized Anxiety Disease, Oscar and Reva. That was crazy, right? I know. And your last nominee, Ebola, okay. And the winner is, and then like anorexia always comes with the envelope. Thank you, anorexia. And the winner. For the Disease of the Year, Ebola's in the crowd, nervous. AIDS is trying to calm him down. You got this, Dr. Webber. The winner for Disease of the Year goes to Ebola! The diseases lose their minds. Ebola jumps up. Oh my gosh. Where's AIDS? AIDS, my mentor. AIDS, come up here, dog. AIDS, come on. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Please give it up for AIDS. We did it. You guys don't understand. Hold on. I don't have time. I remember when it was a young disease. And I didn't know how to kill people. Remember that? And then I used to jump into the body. People used to pee and then I'm back on the street. I had nobody. You came. You came and you taught.
So it's time, Bernard, to skier and to skinner. Now he comes into his own tuts, and you'll see why he's here. He's not all that bad.
not all that bad.
No, I mean the ISIS joke didn't quite work.
It wasn't a joke. It was just an observation. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't a joke at all.
I think you're alone now.
Sorry, I just need to reply here first.
Woo! Reply to who?
I think he's showing you who's boss here, Casper.
He's on his WhatsApp.
Progress.
What do you wear?
Juicy news, please.
Juicy news. So, Australia is eventually equality.
Yay.
Maar voor dit gebeur het, there was this couple, die ewe, Nick and Sarah Jensen, wat gesê het, if it gets legalized, they will divorce.
I didn't quite get that, but I saw.
But they said they're just going to divorce, but still live together, have children, and call each other husband and wife. But legally, they're going to divorce because they will still be married in the eyes of God. But now everything is legalized, and they are chip still. Chip still. You don't hear from them. Gay Star News tried to contact them for a response or a comment, and no comment from their side.
Oh, my word.
So, yeah. Hypocrite much. Yeah. But, well done, Australia.
Yes. Welcome at last.
At last. you'll think from a country that gave us Priscilla, Queen of a Desert.
But you can only
long. Only now?
Yeah. But they also gave us Mel Gibson. So,
True.
And then everyone probably heard about the Kevin Spacey thing. And
what happened?
George Takei, or whatever he calls himself.
George Takei.
Yeah. He was also accused by a guy that apparently in the 80s or about, he passed out at George's house for some reason. And then he woke up with George feeling him up and trying to get into his pants. Why did he pass out at his house the first time? The guy from Star Wars.
That was how plicky.
Star Trek, sorry. Star Trek.
Look for a pic.
I'm not a Trekkie.
But that guy was tracking him.
But he's denying everything and So
Well, he wanted to deny everything.
He wanted to deny everything, yeah.
He wanted to deny everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you hear about the Gay Lions?
Tell me. Is that now the rugby team?
No.
I knew it!
In Kenya, there's this gay couple, but male lions. And they were filmed actually like having sex and kafufuling and everything. But now the Kenyan government is up in arms, and this Dr. Ezekiel Mutua, if I'm not swearing, he's saying now the lions are possessed.
All right.
They're possessed. That's why they're acting this way. And also they might have seen it from gay people that acted wrong in public.
Yes.
That's where the lions saw it, and that's why they're acting it like this. And he also feels the lions must go for counseling.
To who? The tigers.
Fuck knows. But this is actually a true story. This is not like he's like literally thinking the lions must go for counseling. I think he must go for counseling.
Oh, my gosh.
My goodness. So they were like gay tourists, and then the lions thought, let's try that.
Yeah.
That's what happens when people can't accept other people. Like, this is why I hate labels. Like, I don't like, I know that we need them, blah, 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 blah. But they put people under pressure. You know what I mean? Like,
give us an
something
example.
Something as simple as real men provide. Like, sometimes you need 250 rand and you don't have it. But now you've got this thing. Or like, a boer maak 'n plan. Is that not pressure?
Like sometimes 'n boer het nie gefokken idee wat gaan aan en wat jy het nie plan, but now because that's a thing, it you have to be the thing. I feel like someone once saw a boer maak 'n plan once and then just put pressure now on all the boers for all the boerdom. To come.
Boredom to come.
Because now plans must be made. And now it's like, it's farm. I feel like that's how Black Monday happened. A boer was under pressure. Farm killings. Okay. Put on a black t-shirt and let's go. It's like you don't have to live. Just live, be.
Can I tell you why what happened?
Sorry, but seriously.
I want to tell you what happened. So you get it from another perspective. Yes. So this wine farmer was killed.
Right.
And a wine farmer is also a farmer, and it's also then boer.
Right.
But it's a wine boer.
Right.
So his chommie was sitting in a bakkie saying that he is so sorry that this guy is his friend, Hubert, and he was killed, senselessly killed. Can't we just do something, maybe wear black to remember him for one day?
Right.
Then the fucking AfriForum jumped in.
Right.
And they made it now this issue, and all the old flags came in, and we all distanced ourselves again from that.
Right.
So that is what's so difficult within our culture, is to be honest about what you feel without incorporating an old ideology that is past.
Yes.
And that you don't want to associate with this.
Absolutely.
Do you see Afrikaans people all as the same, or do you know we are different?
I do you know what? I know that everybody is racist.
Yeah, well,
and full stop, like that's where it ends. It's I remember when I was at I went to watch Mumford and Sons at the Voortrekker Monument. It was my first time at the Voortrekker Monument.
Yeah.
And I remember walking in there and I remember just feeling a little bit like, this is when I had that realization. So I'll give you a story. When I leave my house, I can't not make my bed, right? I'm 32 years old. And that's because my mother had taught me, I don't care what you do, but you don't go out into the world and not make your bed, right? So that's now in my head. I'm 32 years old and I've tried to break this. I've literally gone, no man, I'm late. I have to go. And I walk out the house and I get to the gate and I'm like, ah! I turn around and I go make my bed.
Mm.
And then I realized something as simple as that, if that is so entrenched in my head, making a bed, there is absolutely no ways. If you grew up in a household where black and white was a thing or taught or you saw it, there's no ways you can just break out of it. So that's when I was like, I understand. When I say we're all racist, I'm not pointing a finger. I'm going, it's just in us. And at some point, it comes out. For me, it comes out when I'm like, no, I'm not going to make my bed. No, I'm not going to make my bed. Get to the gate. Ah, I got to make my bed. Some people go, no, I'm not a racist. No, I'm not a racist. Something happens. Someone says something and it comes out. And that's just what it is. So it's not about seeing Afrikaans people the same or seeing it. That it's all of us.
But it's not that, only that, I've discovered now lately, because I'm old and I'm clever and wise, animals have the same thing, that they sometimes revert back to what we would call racism.
Right. Animals.
Against other animals. And say, you out here, we don't want to see you here because this is our domain.
Right.
You know, sometimes that is also, you can see that as a form of selfishness.
Right.
But the thing is, what we have learned now since 94 is, yes, we got that entrenched as children, but you flipped the switch.
Yes.
And you said, no, this is not right. No, I'll change. And some people said, no, I'm not going to change.
Yes. But Casper, do you know what for me is the more healthy conversation? It's not the, I'm going to flip the switch. It's not, let's not rush to flipping the switch.
Yeah.
Let's first start with, that's what my show Privilege is about. It's, let me start with myself. Here's where I'm at. Because South Africans are good at, we want to be there. So we always talk about we want to be there. And we don't deal with, yes, Casper, I love you. But let's talk about your racism, the one that you are fighting every day, the prejudices that come and yes, they don't stay, but you beat off. That's a much healthier conversation than
I'm trying, or I'm not a racist, or because that's utopia.
Yeah, but when I mean flipping a switch, I mean not just ooh, doing
deep
that.
Yeah. Can you play some Britney Spears or something?
We'll do it now. When I mean with flipping a switch, I mean you know why you are flipping this. It's yes. not just, I'm going to be like that. You understand the whole process.
Absolutely.
That's what I mean. You have worked through it. But in any case, we were with Gay Lions, yes?
Yeah, we're done with Gay Lions now.
Where are we now?
Yeah. We are, but still on therapy.
Yeah?
Still on therapy. Well, semi. Uganda, which we know is one of the worst places to be gay in.
Yes.
Oh. Mm. Most homophobic.
Yeah. So, all the police went for training to be more sensitive towards the LGBT community.
Oh, wow. In Uganda?
And how to treat them if a gay person gets arrested, how to handle them, how to treat them, and to know their rights.
So, that
so yeah.
So, it's a good thing and a bad thing.
It's something. It's something. I don't know if it's good or bad, but it's something at least.
I hear you. So it's something. Now, gays are nearly like humans. They've got rights as well, eh?
So, yeah. But, I mean, kudos for them for acknowledging there is something like gay.
That's a step. So
it's
step.
Like I say, it's something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And back to Australia.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Arthur Cheeseman. It feels like the Lion story. Mm-hmm. That's his surname. Arthur Cheeseman and John Chalice, 85 and 89 years old, will get married in January after 50 years together. So, yeah, I think that's very cute. Now, they met in 1967.
Oh, ik was nog eens geboren.
Yeah. They were at an event at an art gallery and they just happened to smile at each other.
Mm.
Yeah, and yeah.
So they're going to be the first ones?
No, probably not the first ones, but yeah. The one, I think Arthur is turning 90 next year and they want to do it on his birthday. Mm. And yeah. Sure. So I think it's a sweet story.
Mm. We were talking about racism, so I want to talk to you.
No, we were talking about marriage.
No, just before.
Oh.
And I just remembered a gay story that I want to turn into a racism thing. And you tell me whether you think it's racist or not. I've got two examples. The one is there was a restaurant by two gays called Ryan Vermaak in Fabio Di Cosmo. They opened an Asian store, restaurant in Melville called Miso Honey, which is Miso, H-A-W-N-I, Miso Honey.
Right.
You hear?
Yes, okay.
And then it says the subtext there, whatever, on the restaurant is Ramen Almond Coming Soon, with coming spelled like C-U-M-M-I-N-G.
Uh-huh.
Now, is that offensive?
I cannot speak for the Asian community, but if they say so, then yes.
Miso honey.
Yeah, I can't. Because it's not, because you know what I mean? It's funny, but it's almost like, if you are part of, like, that's why when I hear this news, I listen to you guys as opposed to put my, like when you say that they're doing that security thing in Uganda, I don't have a say because I don't know what that means, the history of the struggle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So whenever it comes to things that don't involve me, I go to the authority and the authority is the people that are being made fun of or ridiculed or, you know, then if they say, no, guys, you don't understand.
They said that.
This kind of language and people like squinting, that's been our, but for us it's no, man, we're just joking. Miso honey,
yeah, it's honey, like honey. You're saying I'm speaking Chinese like ching chong cha.
Yeah, exactly,
ching chong cha, but maybe it's offensive to someone.
That's exactly it.
There will always be someone that's offended.
Yeah,
always.
But in any case, they have complained, so now
who's they?
The Asians.
Okay.
Not everyone, some right. of them said no. Sit. Just, no, miso honey, no, we don't say that.
What accent was that?
Chinese.
That was
horrible.
No.
And they said, no, change to Plonagili.
Plonagili.
Plonagili. Change the shop. Now, another racist example. There's an Afrikaans song that I didn't know existed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very big. It's got 1 million fucking views.
What?
It's called Dihunor.
Hunor.
Dihunor. Afrikaans.
What is Hunor?
Hunor. But
Dihunor.
They're sending up a black accent. I think it's so racist.
Dihunor.
It's a big hit. Afrikaans loved it. I'll play a little bit of it.
I was walking down the street looking for something to eat. Maybe a burger or a pizza or a pepper steak pie.
It's catchy.
I walked around the corner, something caught my eye. Chicken, chicken.
So was Nazism. $1.2 million views. Robbie Wessels. It's one of the few Afrikaans people I've never met. He has got this Mpodi Hunor. What? How's your feelings about it? He's not even listening.
Bloody Hunor. I don't know. Is Hunor?
Well,
how black people say Hunor?
Apparently, according to Afrikaans ear.
Okay. Again, I'm not the target market for this offense.
I don't know, I don't get why he needed. I know him, we haven't had contact in 5-6 years. But I don't know why the need to go into a black accent.
Right.
Yeah, that I find very.
That's a lekker song. It's like I was jawling a little bit.
Yeah, he could have just sang Hunor.
Yeah.
And it would have been the same tune and same catchiness and same people listening to it.
Yeah, it's. I find it, when I listen to it, degrading to black people to say Hunor. Hunor. And it's now fucking. You're dancing to this and everyone. Hunor, Hunor.
But it's like that common song of his
Die Leeuwloop. Yeah.
And that's now Afrikaans main. Never do the Leeuwloop.
What is the Leeuwloop?
That's also one of his songs where
Lion.
It is you put your
balaki
between your legs
and then you walk, and then that's the lion walk.
Ah.
And that's the song, and then there's a dance with that as well.
You put your balls between your legs.
Yes.
Your penis out.
That sounds like drag to me.
It does.
I'm sorry, Robbie.
I'm not even gonna lie. When I go home, I'm gonna do the Leeuwloop in front of the mirror.
You met a guy in Kimberley. I can't believe the story.
Yes.
Afrikaans person. Now listen to this. Have any of you ever heard of
the game is called Tot of Bal?
Tot of Bal?
Never.
Huh? No. What did this pervert tell you?
It's not a.
Was that one of your DM messages?
No. Was that Robbie Wessels?
The guy, it was after a show, and he was very excited, you know, enjoyed me, bought me a drink, you know, those, hey, come here. And then he was telling me about this game that they used to play when he was younger, called Tot of Bal. Now, Tot of Bal, must I say the game? Tot of Bal, it's a two-player game. So one person stands in one side of the room, and faces the wall. Then the Anna O stand other side of the room and he faces the wall. Then the first guy, he must choose. He must kiss Tot of Bal. So he must a biki fan say tot vase or a biki fan say bal vase. Not a biki, just a little bit. Then they both turn around, because at a distance, if you show a little bit of either one,
now Gavin won't know.
You don't know what you don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
So then the Anna O he must guess. Rai, ne?
Rai.
He would rai.
Oh my goodness.
He would get Tot of Bal.
Yeah. Is it the Tot or is it the Bal? And that's the game, Tot of Bal.
Oh my goodness.
Now, where this guy made it up in the fucking.
Tot of Bal.
The room underneath his house where he keeps the people he catches. I mean, I can't.
But
Tot of Bal.
That must also be pre puberty. Because otherwise, you'll be able to see if it's a total bowl.
Yeah, but that's why
unless
it's
going
to be a little bit.
That's why it's a little bit.
If it's a biggie from your throat, or a biggie from your scrotum.
Take the hair away.
And then, what happens then after, like, let's say I now say, okay, that's
yes.
a tot. Wat dan? Ek
then,
is recht.
Then jy is recht, then hy het 1
punte. Dan kry die tot.
Hy het die punte, then my turn, punte, then at the end. Hy is correct, hy kry die
tot. And this is a game straight men plays.
Apparently.
I'd play it. I think it's a cool, I just, when I heard it, I was like, yo man.
You now play it.
I haven't yet, but I'm like, I would love to play it.
Shall we play
it? And you can make it. It can even be a group. Like it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be one person. It can be like a team of two, like Gavin and I, Casper and Bernie, and then we do one each. Then it's call a friend. What? FaceTime. What do you think it is? I can't see.
So then, in his show, Privilege, out now at Musica. He did a little bit of a note for note kind of a tot of ball. Very funny.
So he did tot of ball. Because I was saying it sounds like a game show.
Thank you. All right. Welcome. By the first episode of fun. Lekker. This is right. Okay. Now, luister. The rules van tot of ball. The rules van tot of ball. Baie makkelijk. Okay. André. Luister, hy staan hier, hy kyk daar, hy kies tot of bal. Alright, hy wys 'n bietjie van jou tot of 'n bietjie van jou bal. Okay, dis maklik. Die wat, luister, die wat, hy staan hier, hy moet kyk. Hy moet, voel ek hoe Luke, okay. Hy moet look, hy moet kyk, dan hy moet raai. Alright, voel ek hoe Kese, hy kyk. Kese, tot of bal. Maar moet nie kyk te lank nie, want dan is jy ja. A moffie, correct. Is a moffie, ben kijk te lang. Is hij een moffie? Dan moet ik kijk lang. Pop. Die speciale ronde. Alright. Dit is een speciale ronde. Dit is called Powerball. Okay. Powerball. Dit is net voor die zwarte mensen. Alright. Want zwarte mensen hebben grote ballen. Grote ballen hebben zwarte mensen. Maar ons het nie tyd, we don't have time for it. Powerball, SABC 1, hosted by Nimrod Nkosi. Okay? You want to watch Powerball? You go to SABC 1. Powerball. I wish there was a show called Powerball, just to confuse black people all over the country. Because they'll be at the lotto, getting the lotto, rushing home to get the Powerball numbers, and they get there. Hey, bro. Why go come and say, I don't understand. Number 7, Luna. Powerball. This Powerball, Baba.
Stuff poopies van J.H. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
So you recognize this? That's because you've asked for it.
I love that version.
Yeah, it's a double deluxe something mix. I don't know. I've got another mix here.
Please find out what that. I love that one. That's okay. A great.
It's a lekker one, eh?
Yes.
So what happened with Gimme More, Gavin? What is this?
I would say, in a nutshell, but I'm gonna gaan meer vertel. But in a nutshell, I think it was Britney zapping like all the critics because that was her worst year. That song is 10 years old this year. Hey?
Oh wow!
Ah.
10 years. It comes from the Blackout album, like one of her best albums. Remember that was the year when she shaved her head.
Yep.
She went to rehab. Ah. She divorced Kevin.
Yep.
And she lost custody. Kevin Federline.
Yeah,
like Vietnam.
Yeah. She lost custard.
Custody of the Abantuan.
Oh.
She lost custard.
Of the children. And that all happened that year. And towards the end, she was pregnant. She was 7 months pregnant.
Again?
With Jaden. Uh-huh. 7 months. And she did this video. And she did the song. And she recorded the song. She went and popped the baby. She went and popped the baby and came back like two and a half weeks later, back in studio and giving it her best.
Huh.
And that's why I say this is the zap song. More. Because the critics gave her hell that year.
Yeah.
More. 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 More.
More.
More.
And why do you like it so much?
Yeah, good question, Kessler.
It's just... I mean, this isn't the version, but it's the same, like... in fact, when you're saying that story, that song has got that...
What?
It's got that, like... I'm here, and I'm... This is the...
This is the...
That's the
commercial one.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, and she starts, and this is Britney,
it's
bitch.
It's Britney, bitch. It's got such a... I'm here. It's got swag.
And she's dancing on a pole.
Dancing on a pole. I'm shaking. You can't not bob your head to this.
Yeah.
Because every time I turn the lights down... I mean, come on.
Britney, your biggest fan is in our studio.
I love this song. In the
room. We've got a WhatsApp here from Britney saying, Tats, are you single? Tats, you know, this is where we meet again, because ABBA had a song, Gimme, Gimme a Man After Midnight, saying she wants Gimme More, and ABBA had Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Man After Midnight. So are you with me?
More. I'm with you.
Yeah.
She wants more. Men. I love
it. I feel you need to be in front at one of the concerts.
Oh.
Imagine, eh?
I would.
Why haven't you been?
I've never seen her live.
No one
live
has.
Every night.
Because she mimes.
Hey, you watch your mouth.
She's semi live every night.
That's what they
Vegas.
Say to her when she mimes. Sorry?
Yeah, say semi live out of aunt in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
but she mimes, but she's there. She dances. What I see there? S&M. What's that?
Next year's Pink Luri Festival. The theme is S&M.
Oh my!
Ooh.
So
Aina,
the conservative community of Nizna, was up in arms about the theme.
Oh really?
But it was a bit of a marketing thing. Like, they launched it a few months ago. It's the theme is S&M. And I'll post a video on the
Casper
Radio Show Facebook page where the real theme is actually revealed.
Oh, is it?
What is that?
So,
stage manager. S&M.
No. Sequins and mascara.
So,
yeah. The video is Contiefa that you met.
Oh, it's a name.
Yeah, Contiefa with red hair.
Yeah, she looks absolutely brilliant. She looks like Dr. Zeus.
Yes.
Yeah?
With a little surprise appearance of someone in the end.
Betty Bangles, props.
Maybe.
Ooh.
But yeah, it's a funny video. Go watch it.
So next year it is... Oh, yeah, post the video on the radio.
Yeah, next year, 24 to 27 May in Nizna.
Okay.
I want to come.
Please. Yeah, you haven't in a month.
Now that was funny.
That's a callback. That I'm so proud of you.
Okay, so this song has title, I'm not going to reveal, but I'm just going to say, if you watch the series, you will think of Alien, Jurassic Park, Back to the Future, Mad Max, Firestarter, and many, many more. And the song's title is Stranger Things. Underneath your window, just in case you don't know, I can see it. You cast an unfamiliar day glow, different than what I know, shining like a halo. I can feel it. So, who has seen Stranger Things?
Season one, I've seen.
Okay.
I haven't
seen season
one. Haven't any?
Uh-uh.
Okay, you must binge watch.
Is it Aliens?
It's everything. It's like E.T. has come back. The movie E.T. has come back. It's like just one
it's
of
very
the
hard to explain. Yeah, I'm watching you struggle and I get it.
It's like, and you are mesmerized. And Stranger Things 2 is out now. And there's a lot of Jurassic Park things I was thinking about.
I feel
about
like Gavin is more confused about Stranger Things than he was before he knew anything about it.
I think Let It Lie again. Let It Rest again. I don't think Betty or Bernard has ever seen it.
I love the first one.
Yeah?
I just haven't had time to start the second one
okay.
yet.
Okay. No, I was just waiting for you to say something.
I was replying to something.
Let It Lie again.
Why are you always on your phone?
No, man, I've posted the video that I just spoke about on the page.
Now, I'll tell you why I say what's up, Tats.
Yes.
The movie of Oscar the Blade Runner Killer I saw.
Oh, my goodness.
It's actually going to be in South Africa tomorrow, I think.
And how is it?
Well, do you want the long answer or the...
Do they capture...
Look... If this was a South African movie, we haven't seen a budget like that ever. But this is an American movie, it looks low budget.
Oh God!
But our own TV production would have been even kaka. So just the look of it is okay. It's American. They got the fucking money, even though you can see it's low budget money. And then, it's an interesting story that they tell, but it is not successful because the actors are all over the place. The accents are so funny. It's half Australian, half Jamaican, and then a little bit of yaw, and then a character would like say for yaw, or he would go just put it over there or something like that, you know.
Forced.
Yeah, it's very forced.
Oh no!
There's no nice thing that they make of the court case because you had these two lawyers.
Yes.
Nothing of that, and their accent. Oh my goodness!
I put it to you.
It's just I don't know. It's Australian. I can't understand why the mother is upset because they actually portray her in a good light. She's very upset with the movie apparently, but. She says in the movie what she said all along. Her bags were packed. I think she was going to leave him, blah, blah, blah. So she says that in the movie. And in the movie, the lawyers talk about the flirting that he did on his phone, and they call it WhatsApp.
Oh, no.
They don't say WhatsApp. I specifically listened to that because people have cucked on me for saying WhatsApp.
Okay. I get it now. The fact, I get it because the rest of the world says WhatsApp.
Yes.
And then you watch this movie and this actor says WhatsApp. I get it now. That's why. I absolutely understand why now you choose to say WhatsApp.
WhatsApp rolls off the tongue. WhatsApp, I've got to stop myself and go to the sound. WhatsApp. WhatsApp.
What's that? Good point.
So, watch the movie, but it's And the father, Shai Moriba's father, was apparently very upset. So I watched why, and I could see it's the lovemaking scenes. Of course, it's his daughter. Mm. He says, "My daughter wasn't like that." But, you know, we don't even think that far. But I put myself in his position. I think there's Oscar pumping Riva, and he's thinking, my daughter, she never did that. So it's like very conservative look at it, where we're also used to those scenes. And there's no...
Have you seen Monsters Ball?
I only stood. Oh, is that the one with
Helly? Oh, I love you, Casper.
Is that the one with Thingy?
Helly.
That is the one with Helly, yes.
And she won an Oscar?
Yes.
Why do you ask me if I've seen it?
I just thought of the scene of the movie.
It's sex.
Yeah. I remember watching it and it just kept going and going. And that's when I was like, God is real. And he's alive and well. I couldn't believe it. It was one of those, it's a sex scene. Oh, okay, it's still a sex. Oh, gosh. This is still... Wow!
I'm writing this down. I'm looking it up tonight.
It was honestly one of the... in the highlight reel of my life, watching that scene for the first time is something I cannot describe. It was amazing. And I used the word amazing... intentionally.
And I've written it down in blood now that I'm going to go see it tonight.
Monsters Ball.
Yes. I don't wank anymore, so otherwise I would have written it down.
Lies, lies we tell ourselves. Lies we tell the people on the radio.
There's so many things
lies, about lies, lies we tell ourselves. Lies we tell the people on the radio.
Talk to the hand, I said to Billy. Talk on to the
radio.
Talk to the hand. Talk
on
to the
radio. I don't masturbate anymore.
But I must through. And I bait. But not together. It's too late.
And I muster and debate. But never on the same day.
Nice.
That was amazing. Crafter. Well done. I feel very sorry for Dory, who does our social media with the info description of what the topic of today's show
is. That's the personality.
But guys,
the Casper Radio Show, Thornton Ball.
Let's not take everything we've experienced and minimize it to that. We've spoken about some deep things.
We have.
It was an education.
It was. And you can listen to this more than once. Oh, and I just wanted to say, the difference for me between racism and not is you say...
Racism and not.
Yeah.
Yes.
You say powerball. And that. I think maybe it's because you say it. It's the N-word, maybe. It's that thing where a black person can say it and I'm comfortable with it because I know it's in their position. It's not in my position. But like the Hunor, I find offensive. While powerball, I found very funny.
Powerball. Why would powerball be offensive? I don't know.
No, because you making it with a black accent.
Ah.
Powerball.
This powerball.
Verstaan jy? And that's funny.
But yeah, it was funny.
If South Afrikaans guy go with the Hunor, then I find that not a powerball. Okay, so we got
Did you get that off your chest, Casper? Is that out?
It's out now. I feel much better.
Got you.
Jeez, I feel better. We got the next couple of scenes. You even say what we must play now because our show is over. Can you believe it? The time
is it done?
Can you believe it?
No, I
can. Can you believe it?
No, I cannot.
It has gone away from us. Time.
I see a Christmas CD coming.
Yes. Collaboration.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
It's time running away from us. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
That's in Cass. Christmas 2018.
Yes.
Okay, we did save the rhino. Hey, that was that. Thought of Ball we did.
Yes.
Bola we did. Now there is privilege. Oh, that's the explanation of your story of why your show is called Privilege. That's good and that's funny, but you have told us this to us before in a shorter version in a previous visit. Then you got
Oh, let me play. But this is on my theme of racism.
I feel like these need preamble. Which one are you playing so that...
Hardcore song. Hip-hop is the bad boy genre of music. Because it's the only genre that we accept that you can say the N-word and it's a lyric. There's no other genre where you can do that. You can't... I'm thinking out loud. Yeah, niggas falling. Whoa. Edward Sheeran, that is racist. You got amigos, para siempre means you'll always be my nigga. There's no other genre where it makes sense. Even the most elementary genre, the N-word, absolutely doesn't make sense. You can't, old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a... Hey! Guys, I mean, he probably did have one, but you can't tell your children that. Old MacDonald definitely had a few. Old MacDonald.
You see, that is funny.
Thank you, Casper.
That is funny, Tats.
Thank you so much.
And your CD is not a CD, it's a DVD.
It's a DVD.
And we just played little audio snippets now, but it's a DVD. It's, of course, when you see Tats, if you have seen his face before, God, he's so funny. But, okay, he's funny also with his face. So it's a comedy show to see and to hear.
Please go by Musica or takealot.com online.
Well, I am going to search for money for you to come to the show because I'm going to lure you.
I would love to.
I'm going to lure you.
I would love to be lured.
I'll lure you. And I just saw something else that you did in your show, which I thought was so... Oh, yeah. You also touched on Oscar.
Yes.
In the case. I think at the end now, we're going to play out with that.
Okay.
But now it's time to take things slowly and to see what have we done. I think we did a good show. I really enjoyed it. I haven't played half the stuff I want to play yet.
No.
Yeah. So that means it's a very good show. And Rion wasn't here with the dancers, so
yeah.
Imagine how short the show would have been with the dancers.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You got to meet Bernard?
To meet Bernard.
You got to meet...
I like Bernard. I like you.
Don't like you. Don't lie.
I do like... No, I do. I don't say things I don't mean. I like you, Bernard.
I like you too.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. What do you think of me?
You
fishy?
Enough about him.
Show him a picture of you.
You haven't seen... No,
I'm seeing him with my eyes.
Betty.
His drag act.
The other day, me and Gavin went to see a show at Monte Cassino, and a guy sat... I'm not going to say his name, but a guy sat next to me and said, yo, I must come in, and he's going to give me a few products. I can post about it on my social media. Gavin is like, en wat van mij? Wat van mij? Ek wil ook producte hê.
And guess what? I got my facial product today.
A small sample.
Exactly.
As you need for yourself, wie anders gaan. RuPaul says, if you ain't going to love yourself, no one's going to love you.
Can I get an amen?
Thank I love you. How you took that and you made it fit. You got fish because it has nothing to do with
it. Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, wow, is that you?
That is a picture of Betty Bangles.
I would do you like this.
Oh.
I would.
Where's my makeup?
No, I'm jealous.
Are you serious? Is this you?
Yep.
Can I put on some makeup?
That's sexy. That's pretty hot.
I'm also very hot when I'm in... I'm so jealous. Vice
from Anna.
That is very sexy.
You haven't seen that before?
No, I have not.
No, it's like, oh, this over-the-top monster.
I have not.
Go like my page on Facebook, Betty Bangles.
Betty Bangles.
Yeah. At Betty Bangles XL.
I'm going on there now.
God, I'm so jealous. Okay.
I gaan niks sê nie, anders word ek gejudged.
Yeah. But Tats.
Yes, Casper.
I'm a big fan.
It is Casper, not Casper.
You can say I like Casper, but it's actually Casper.
Casper.
Oh, okay.
I like
Casper. But
it's Casper with a car, nie?
Casper is Kasparis, maybe with a car. That's German. Kasparis. I'm not German at all. 999, ich bin nicht.
Niet, niet, niet.
Niet, niet, niet. I'm not a Berliner. I just want to see whether I have spoken about everything.
Bernard Buys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bass. Oh, bass. The Mr. Brummer. The Mr. Brummer you used in your Brummer. Is that Hannes? Did you use Hannes?
No, that Mrs. Brummer.
I thought you maybe used Hannes.
That was my grade one teacher.
Ah.
Brummer, Mrs. Brummer. I love Mrs. Brummer. Mrs. Brummer was behind, I said this yesterday, behind every black Model C kid is a Caucasian teacher who believed. Mrs. Brummer, yeah. Mrs. Brummer was mine.
I'm going to play it now because that will force them to keep it into the podcast, because usually when I end with a song, they fade it out. But now we're going to end with Tut. So we have to keep it in because we are setting this up with Mrs. Brummer, the Caucasian fucking teacher.
Exactly.
Thank you, Tuts, for being here.
Thank you, Kasper. Thank you, Gavin.
Thank you, Betty.
Bye, thank you that you can join.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, nee, I think because I wanted to echo.
I wanted to say the same
thing. Show, guys. Thank you so much for coming. I do appreciate it. Can you guys hear that? Mic check. 1, 2, mic check. 1, 2, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. The ladies are like, woo! Everything sounds sexy if you add music to it. That's the crazy part. It's almost like you can sing anything if you make it sound sexy. You guys have done it. You do it all the time. You know what I'm talking about. Girl, I'm gonna make you sweat. Sweat till you can't sweat no more. And if you cry out, I'm gonna push it some more. You sing it. Girl, I'm gonna sweat till you can't sweat. And if you cry, and if you cry, I'm gonna push it, push it, push it. Guys, did you hear yourselves? Like, I'm not a lawyer, but that's rapey. No? That sounds like something Gerry Nell would say or use in a court of law to put the accused away forever. Just there, just, milady. If it would please the court, I would like to read a statement to prove malicious intent. And I quote, girl, I'm going to make you sweat. Sweat until you can't sweat no more. And if you cry out, I'm going to push it. Now one push, maybe there's a misunderstanding, it's a first date. Push it, not two pushes, Your Honor. That's pushing it too far. What I'm saying is watch what you say, watch what you're singing.
This is CliffCentral.com.